cash fed cattle trade ended up mostly steady last week. Kansas State University projects cattle feeding returns to be mostly positive for the next few months. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 19th of February. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ended up mainly steady on a live basis last week at $125 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains in Nebraska, and then unevenly steady in the Western Corn Belt at 124 to 126. Dress trade was steady in Nebraska at $200 and steady to a dollar lower in the Western Corn Belt at 199 to 200. Futures and equity markets were closed Monday in observance of President's Day. As such, many AMS reports were not issued. Here's a sampling of the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Through mid-session, feeder steers were selling mostly steady to $3 lower at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where an estimated 9,100 head were on offer. Steer calves were trading steady to $5 higher, while heifer calves were selling steady. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, steer calves and yearlings sold steady. Heifer calves traded $2 to $6 higher. There were 4,509 head on offer. Feeder steers weighing less than 800 pounds sold $2 to $5 higher at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota. Steers weighing more than 800 pounds sold steady to $2 lower. Feeder heifers weighing less than 650 sold $2 to $5 lower and then steady to $4 lower at heavier weights. There were 4,423 head on offer. Finally, steers and heifers sold steady to $3 lower at Tri-State Livestock Auction in McCook, Nebraska. The exception was $8 higher for heifers weighing 550. There were 2,181 head. Estimated net returns for feedlot steer closeouts were slightly negative for January, but increase or remain near break-even for the next several months, according to the historical and projected Kansas feedlot net returns from Kansas State University. January closeouts for steers were estimated at a negative $2.34 a head. Estimated returns are a positive $74.69 a head this month and a positive $117.39 in March, with estimated feeding cost of gain of $86.03 a hundredweight and $85.14, respectively. Keep in mind, estimates are on a cash-to-cash basis and assume no price risk management. The main change in January estimates from the previous month's projection is a nearly $5 lower fed cattle basis, explains Glenn Tonser, KSU agricultural economist. For April through August, estimated steer closeouts range from a negative $41.02 a head to a positive $39.09 a head, with estimated feedlot cost of gain at 83.5 a hundredweight to $86.27. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 19th of February. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.